Hello, my loves. I have missed you. The story I have for you today is from a performance I did at Seattle's Kinky Salon Cabaret in November of 2017. The theme of this party was comics. And the performances that everyone in the cabaret, like the theme of the performances, everyone in the cabaret needed to focus on was sex positive superheroes. So I chose to focus on masculine emotion and feminine pleasure. She watches him walk down the hall to her washroom, all broad shoulders, erect posture, and god damn that ass. She imagines spreading it open, eating it after satisfying her curiosity with sucking and stroking his cock. It's after midnight on their second date. Her underwear is sticky from all of the clothes on, hands everywhere, high school style of making out. When he returns, joining her on the bed, she intertwines her legs with his and kisses him arduously, rubbing his cock. He pulls her shirt over her head and unclasps her bra. She can feel something is off. He's physically responding, but his mind seems to be elsewhere, like the energy behind his actions is missing. She pulls his jeans down and climbs on top of him, noticing he's soft. She takes his cock into her mouth, stroking, exploring, and wondering. "I'm sorry," he whispers. "For what?" She looks up, tucking a piece of hair behind her ear. "I really want to fuck you, and my dick isn't rising to the occasion." "Tell me what you're feeling," she says. He looks past her, over her shoulder, and then says, "I feel less of a man because I can't get hard. Like, I mean, I should be able to, right? I should be able to fuck whenever." "Says who?" she presses. "I don't know, society, the world." He shrugs. "Men are humans, and humans have emotions and thoughts and feelings that are more complicated than an on-off switch," she says, sitting up. "I have judgments about my insatiable desire for sex. I love everything about it and was taught that I'm a slut for it, but I don't define slut in the negative way society does. You get to decide what being a man is about. I find your thoughtfulness and sensitivity hot as fuck. And we don't have to do anything right now but be together." He pulls her to him, placing a hand on her cheek and kisses her. They leave it at that until the next morning when he joins her in the shower and takes her so thoroughly and lavishly that she swears she sees God twice. He turns her around, spreads her cheeks open wide, and licks her from cunt to asshole in one long stroke. He spanks and bites her. She relishes the excitement buzzing underneath her skin. She reaches behind and pulls his arm. "Come here and fuck me for a bit before I suck you." He stands and she pushes him into her. He grazes her neck and shoulders with his mouth. She turns to kiss him as he gathers her breasts, rolling his fingertips over her nipples. She pushes against him, delighting in his length and circumference. "Beat it to me," she says, pulling him out. He wraps his hand around the base as she kneels, the water splashing her face as she opens her mouth. He slides his cock along her tongue before she envelops it with her lips, tasting herself on his skin as she savors the thick, perfect design of him. She sucks him fervently as he strokes himself. She digs her fingers into his thighs, barely able to contain herself at the hotness of having him in her mouth while his hand is there, meeting her lips as she moves. The water is cooling off and they decide to get out and continue in the bedroom. "Thank you for talking with me last night," he says while toweling off. Feeling there was no pressure to perform or be a certain way made it much easier to be myself. "My pleasure," she grins.